Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Also in the Middle East, we want to continue to pray. Right now in Iraq, Christians, Pat, Steve, Christians are actually asking us to pray. Yeah. This is Islamic terrorist group, ISIS, is basically taking Iraq by storm, and they are actually going all, you know, headed in Iraq, and they're actually fighting against the military. One report is that the Iraqi military is not even fighting back. I mean, they're just not really engaged, and we run a huge potential of actually losing everything that our American soldiers have went over there to fight for and laid down their lives.
Yeah.
And right now, Christians in Iraq are saying, pray. Pray for us, because we're being persecuted and we're being attacked. In fact, do we have a video? We want to encourage you to watch this video as CBN reports a little bit about what is happening, because remember, these events are changing on an hourly basis. So I want you to be updated. Watch this.
Well, just like every war, the fighting in Iraq is creating a refugee crisis. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are seeking shelter in camps across the region. CBN's Chris Mitchell reports from northern Iraq.
The stunning blitzkrieg by ISIS left thousands of broken lives in its wake.
This is one of the many refugee camps set up in the region. This one is just a few days old. And literally within the region, hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced. This camp is about a 15-minute drive from the ISIS forces, and most of the people here are from the city of Nineveh. And many of the men and women, boys and girls, have seen the worst of the fighting.
I saw people without heads on the street, and people who have been killed in the streets. I saw this with my own eyes. When they got into Nineveh, they entered the houses and killed whole families. They don't care about the ages or the humanity. They only care about themselves.
That carnage drove these people away. Many refuse to be interviewed by us on camera because, believe it or not, many expect to go back. Others, even some young teenage girls, told us ISIS would kill them if they returned. Now they have to adjust to another life.
In the region, according to the government, they said there was 100,000 coming to Erbil and 500,000 IDPs across the country, but now this is a really serious crisis and a challenge for the whole Iraq. So we, international organization, are here to support everyone who are in need in this crisis.
Camp life reduces life to basics. People need water. They clamor for ice. Kids cool off in the 100-degree heat. People fight boredom. Yet they did survive the butchery of ISIS. Sha'alan served in Iraqi intelligence and interviewed captured ISIS soldiers. He found out they have a larger agenda than Iraq.
We know that ISIS is not dreaming just to rule over Iraq, but they are dreaming to go to Europe and rule over all of the European continent. ISIS is dreaming to rule over the whole world.
The agenda of ISIS and this refugee camp are just two signs. Iraq and the Middle East may never be the same. And like Humpty Dumpty, may never be put together again. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, on the border between ISIS and Kurdish Iraq.
500,000 refugees are expected, and they're in this camp of basic life. When you look at that, it makes you to think how blessed we are. You know, there's nothing, if you live in America, that you have to complain about. You know, we are blessed. We want to encourage you. You know, you can be so fatigued with hearing news. That's why we want to bring a different perspective to you today in your living room, wherever you're watching us or listening to us on VFN TV, that it's not just about what's happening in the Middle East and we just kind of get, okay, that's it, been there, done that, but that we are encouraged as believers and as Christians to understand that what happens in the Middle East definitely affects Israel. When it affects Israel, affects us. And we want to stand in the gap. We would just not want to be informed for the sake of being informed. But we want to be able to be informed so that we can pray with God's intention according to God's will. And we want to see that what maybe the enemy definitely is stirring for evil, that God in the end will turn for good. And we want to see the salvation come to the Iraqi people. We're just talking about the reality of what's happening in Iraq. and how the refugees now are, they were able to escape ISIS, which stands for Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, because their goal is not just Iraq, but their goal is Syria and, as it's being reported, Europe. And I've also heard the United States.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we really want to get behind the people of Iraq. We want to be in prayer. We definitely want to be aware of what's happening, because it would be a shame as one who's been in the military, as one who's fought for our country. I mean, it has to be, you know, something to think about, you know, all the lives.
Yeah, well, you think about just, you know, exactly, like so many that have just put so much of their, you know, literally blood, sweat, and tears into that region, and it wasn't just for, you know, a mission, because you really start to see the fact that you are affecting villages, you're in schools and in children, and it's just like, just because you leave the country doesn't mean it stops. And
Steve, for those that don't know, you were a Marine. Where exactly did you serve?
I served two deployments, and I was actually based out of Fallujah and operated everywhere from...
Which is Iraq?
Yeah, Fallujah is about, I'd say, about an hour west of the capital of Baghdad, and we actually operated all the way basically north. There's a major lake, Tartar, to Syria, and just over the whole northwestern region, and that's exactly right where I operated. And me, personally, it's very difficult to just see how much unrest and just chaos is just unfolding in those moments. Because that was always the discussion, even when we were in country. It's just like, when we leave, is this stability going to remain? And that was the major question.
Right. And my understanding is that the president has sent 275 troops.
How many?
275 troops there to Iraq.
275,000?
No, 275.
Really?
Yes.
To do what?
Well, we... Time will tell. Time will tell. I think that they're interested in protecting the embassy, because reports are that if our embassy goes down, then all of Iraq, I mean, it's just all over,
it's
at,
over
that point.
At that point.
Yeah, at that point.
Wow.
So it's just really interesting to see, you know, how all of this is unfolding. But, you know, we're living in such fragile times that just within days, within a couple of months, there's major shiftings that are, you know, occurring across the globe. And so it's important. It's important to understand the times that we live in, to understand that, listen, Jesus is coming back soon, and you want to be close to him on the day that he is approaching. In the season and the age that we're living in, this is the time. Believe me, if there's ever been a time to give your heart wholeheartedly to the Lord, now's the time, because Jesus is coming back, and you want to be ready. And for believers, it's for us to be engaged and to partner with God. And one of the greatest joys that we have as a Christian and as a believer is to be able to partner with God and join him in what, you know, he's doing in the land. But God's invited when we pray according to his will, and, you know, we're asking God to move, he moves. And so we ask you to, of course, to continue to pray, but not only to pray for the people of Iraq and our soldiers, their protection.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.